Today's Warm Out of 1.3, where every Monday at this time, we find an organization that's doing great things in Rochester, for Rochester, and we shed a light on them. We share the warmth. And this morning, it's our own Deborah Ross from Kids Out and About. You are now the chair of the Rochester Eclipse Task Force. Good morning.
Indeed. Good morning. I'm so happy to be able to feature the group that doesn't really exist right here on Warm Out of 1.3.
So we have a total eclipse coming on April 8th of 2024.
That is correct. On April 8th of 2024, which is a Monday, 8 days after Easter that year, the Rochester area will plunge into darkness for 3 minutes and 38 seconds at 3:20 in the afternoon. That is happening in 1 year, 362 days away. We are inside of 2 years officially now.
And so you guys put together this group to what? To get people to come to Rochester for the eclipse?
Well, they're going to come. See, that's the thing about an eclipse. You know it's actually going to happen. You know when it's going to happen to the minute. And if you remember, in August of 2017, there was another nationwide total solar eclipse. That one, the path went through from the Pacific Northwest down through the Southeast. Rochester was not directly in the path. We made a lot of it, right? Because, like, we could see 73% coverage, if you all remember that. But the cities that were in the path really did amazing things. They made the most of it. And so what we did, we knew it was coming here. So immediately after that last eclipse, we started working together. All of the cultural organizations, the arts, the transportation authority, and people in the optics industry, science education, because we knew that we had this, we were going to have this bright moment in the spotlight 7 years down the road. So by working together earlier, we knew that we could help everybody thrive in this time, like really put Rochester on the international map. We are, in fact, because of that, even though people thought we were crazy for starting this 7 years in advance, well, we got geared up and we have a really amazing group of stakeholders who over 200 businesses and cultural and government, all throughout all the sectors. We've been working together in a group that doesn't exist because, you know, it's not a legal entity. It's just people, smart people coming together knowing that when the 375,000 people come to Rochester that week, we will be prepared with amazing things for them to do and see in addition to the amazing moment at 3:20 in the afternoon. And in fact, if you go outside and look now at 3:20 in the afternoon, go up and look at the sun because it is very close to where it's going to be at 3:20 in the afternoon on April 8th of 2024. You need to know where you're going to be at that moment. So go outside and look at the sun. Make sure you got a good spot for your butt to be in that chair.
I hope we have a clear day.
Not directly at the sun.
Never look directly at the sun.
All right. If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, just drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.